it's unpopular to talk about, but it's happening all across America. As you know, it's at shopping malls, parking lots, in the streets. Unfortunately, you know, white people of all walks of life are just being beaten down by mobs in this country, in the cities. It's an epidemic, and it's continuing to happen. There's a couple of videos here. One's in a parking garage, but one is a 12-year-old girl. And I'll just play these two. I know one doesn't have any audio, one may, but Disco's going to play these. I want to get Chase and Pastor's opinion of this. And just, you know, we hear about all the CRT and the systemic racism and everything that's going on. This is a gentleman, this is over a parking space. Also, this is in New York City, by the way. All this is in New York, where the Manhattan DA resides. This man was stabbed and beaten over a parking space. This is a 12-year-old girl, gentlemen, that was just walking down the street. And this is what they do to a 12-year-old girl. Those white supremacists are out of control in this country, especially the Manhattan DA's part of the country. I'm a dad with two daughters that are 9 and 15. Pastor Gibson's got young daughters as well. I can tell you I'd be behind glass if I was anywhere near that vicinity and that was my little girl. I think Pastor can probably agree to that sentiment. I think Chase, who's a dad as well, who's got a daughter, would agree to that sentiment. If that's my little girl, this is a horrific situation. And none of the politicians want to bring it up, because if you bring up what's really happening in this country based on FBI statistics, you're a racist. You know, that's what they want to label you as in the media. But this is an epidemic of what's happening in this country, mainly in cities across this country. That's New York, where the Manhattan DA resides. I'm sorry to have to show that, but you guys just saw a 12-year-old white girl beaten down by an angry mob of thugs. That's what they are. And then at the end, they even took her shoes, if you notice. Even took her shoes at the end of the video. Chase, I'm going to start with you. And both of you guys are great guys, and you're intelligent. You also are both witty and funny, but we all have the same look on our face. I saw those this morning, and I sent them to Disco last minute, and I was debated on whether to talk about it. Someone's got to talk about it, Chase. I don't know who it has to be, whether it's Donald Trump, who seems to have courage to do that. As much as, you know, the Trump and DeSantis people are at each other's throats, DeSantis has a lot of stones. You know, he'll talk about things. But somebody who's a leader in this party has got to start. I mean, we're seeing a dozen of these videos a day across the country show up of minorities beating the hell out of white people. And it's normalized because of the guy we had in the White House 8 years before Trump, where this was supposed to be acceptable behavior. It's out of control. It's unbelievable. And I don't know how it has to be addressed, because the real hate crimes, you just witness them, guys. You just witness what's really happening in this country. Chase, what's your take on what you saw?
Well, it's complicated. It's simple and it's complicated. Fortunately, I believe we still live in a civilization whereby people who do that kind of thing, if they're able to be apprehended and identified, will face prosecution. So I think that's good. So obviously this shouldn't be happening to begin with. It's indicative of a real problem in our culture and in our society and our values and where we've come as a people. But I think fortunately, you know, if those people are caught, they're going to be in big serious trouble, and they will answer for their crimes. What bothers me when I see a 12-year-old girl beaten like that and attacked like that and victimized like that is that, although justice will hopefully be brought to the perpetrators of that crime, why is it that no justice will be brought to Hunter Biden for what he did to his 12-year-old niece? Right? So it's the double standard that we were talking about again. We have this society that's crumbling, this culture that's eroding, these values that are ever more tucked away into the darkness of a corner, and we're only holding those accountable haphazardly on one side, while when the political elite does things like abuse children, whether it's the Epsteins, whether it's whomever, there's no accountability. So we have to get back to a place where we prosecute all criminals, regardless of their status, for the crimes that they commit, and no innocent people. One of my favorite sentiments, and I'll butcher the quote. I'm not sure if it was Jefferson. Pastor, maybe you'll know. Matt, maybe you'll know. I'm not sure if it was Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin. But it's something to the effect of it's better, you know, 100 or 1,000 guilty men go off free than one innocent be convicted. Ideally, it's better that anyone guilty is convicted and anyone innocent is never prosecuted to begin with. And you know what it's like, Matt, to be prosecuted on questionable standards. And even if, you know, your legal issues had resolved favorably for you, it still would have been traumatizing to you as a husband, as a father, as a businessman, as a professional, in terms of the stress and the finances. I mean, just look at the example of Kyle Rittenhouse. He was found innocent of murder charges, and by a jury of his peers was exonerated. Well, exonerated is not the right word. Found not guilty, right? Not proven guilty. Yet he still faces these civil suits by the families of those whom he defended himself from. And so you have a situation in which you have someone who's innocent, and you not only have someone who's innocent, but you have someone who's been found not guilty by a jury, still having to raise tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, having to basically skip a formative chapter of life that is going to college or having that experience of a young man because of this unjust antagonism. And those who bring that stress and that pressure upon him will never be held accountable. So I know it bounced around a little bit, but just whenever I think of a 12-year-old girl being victimized, I immediately go to Hunter Biden in my mind. And then, of course, whenever I go to Hunter Biden in my mind, first thing that comes to mind is just this imbalance that's sort of been a motif of this conversation in terms of the scales of justice and how they're applied today in America.
Chase, I agree with you. You know, Disco pointed this out to me. You know, one of the great quotes of Benjamin Franklin, pastor, was, "It's better 100 guilty persons should escape right. than one innocent person should suffer." Right. And it's where we're at in this society. Nobody wants to touch on it. You know, I can go crime rates here. You know, I'm a numbers guy. I can tell you that, you know, 75 to 80% of the violent crimes in this country are committed by 13% of the population. I can tell you that 52% of the murders in this country are committed by 13% of the U.S. population. Those are FBI numbers. Those aren't race numbers. That's not me being a racist. That's just me stating stats, statistics, facts that the left and the media do not want to hear. But this problem's out of control.